I mean, it's so Miami, right? It's like at the end of Scarface when Tony Montana is on top of that balcony getting shot. And it's like, ah, and he's like, can you just fall and die? And the Heat will just never fall and die.
I don't know. They just have this culture that works out in moments where most people don't think they're going to work out. And I think they have a chance. Like, I think it's that simple with them.
The Miami Heat, well, could they actually do it again, Sammy? And cause chaos into the basketball world.
Welcome to the Sports on Tap Brothers podcast. And I'm George. And with me, always, my little brother, Sammy.
Now, let's tap in and get this podcast rolling. Oh, they may. This is what's interesting. Now, the hard part for me, George, is that the Miami Heat, to me, they're not a one-game wonder type of team, right? And the problem with this playing game right now is they're playing another really good basketball team in the Sixers. Now, they might – I think they'll easily beat the Bulls or Hawks in a one game, but then you have to play Boston in a seven-game series. You know, Miami – the thing for Miami is if they have the right matchup in a seven-game series, they're a team you can never count out. So if they can somehow sneak up and get that seven seed and beat Philly – they're going to start their run. They'll beat the Knicks.
Yeah, here's the thing. You're right, actually, by the way. Because
they ain't losing to the Knicks in the first round.
This team is just like, you can't kill them. It's, you cut their head off, it regenerates. You punch them in the face, they stand up. It's like almost, I mean, it's so Miami, right? It's like at the end of Scarface when Tony Montana is on top of that balcony getting shot. And it's like, ah, and he's like, can you just fall and die? And the Heat will just never fall and die. And the Celtics, I'm not saying they're going to beat the Celtics. I don't think if the Heat lose to the Sixers, I don't think they're going to beat the Celtics. But you know the Celtics are just like, come on, you guys again?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if it's like the analogy you used. I honestly disagree. I just think I just don't think they try until the playoffs. That's like they literally don't try. So like Jimmy Butler literally, I feel like, has said it. Like, I don't know, like whatever, it's a regular season. Like, I just don't think they care that much. And I think they have such a smart coach and they're run by such a smart organization. They're like, all right, like, we want to win enough games to make it close enough, but like, who cares? Once you're in the playoffs, and I've said this about the Lakers, for example, right? LeBron knows if they won a couple more games, it would have been easier for him this year. But like, still, at the end of the day, for LeBron, and I feel like he has that Miami Heat mindset where it's like, okay, so what? We play Denver in the first round. If we want to win a championship anyways, we have to play Denver.
We're gonna play Denver. So at some point. Might as well, like, get it out of the way.
Yeah, if we win that, maybe the rest of the journey is easier. I think the Heat are the same way. I think they're like, whatever, who cares who we're playing, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I just think the interesting thing, I see that Rozier's out. As of today, he says he didn't practice. And Duncan Robinson, same thing. So you never know. Injuries also catch up to teams.
Sammy, this is the same team that did this whole entire run without Tyler Hero last year. Do you think injuries affect the Miami Heat? They don't care. They do. I know. I'm kidding. But the fact of the matter is, God, this, I'm just prepared for a playoff where whoever, like, even if they don't beat the Celtics, that it goes 6 or 7 and we get a ton of Jimmy Butler memes and Jimmy Butler like quotes and people on Twitter going crazy on Jimmy Butler. I'm not saying if the Celtics and the Heat played, right? And let's say they, Celtics lose to the Sixers, who are on fire right now, by the way. And then they play the Heat. The Heat play the Celtics next. I'm picking the Celtics, but I think this is like the worst case scenario for the Celtics. Because instead of a 4-game sweep of against Atlanta or Chicago, you're playing the Heat and it's just going to be like throwing stones. And it's going to be much more difficult for the Boston Celtics.
I will probably, for fun, if they lose here to the Sixers and they have to play and they, you know, whatever, beat the Hawks or Bulls and they play 7-game series against Boston, I'm going to put like $50 on Heat to win that series just for fun. They'll probably be big underdogs, but if Rozier's out there and Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler and the way they just, in like Jaime Jaquez, and they do, like, the way they just build these teams, and then like it makes sense for the playoffs too, and they go into games with like fuck you mentality. And it just works.
They go into game one into Boston, right? And like at the end of a first quarter.
And they'll win.
It's 27-21 Miami at the end of a first quarter. And then at halftime, 51-49. And the Celtic fans are getting a little tight. And then all of a sudden, Jimmy Butler rips their heart out and they take game one. And like, what? Yeah, I like that $50 bet.
And then they get scared. Boston, like, I'm not even talking shit about Boston. It's just like they just like get nervous, like, holy shit, here we go again. You know, and it's possible. Now, obviously, it just depends on health too and all that. But
of course,
I think Miami, per usual, simply is they have the best coach in the NBA, in my opinion, and maybe outside of Greg Popovich. And they have, I don't know, they just have this culture that works out in moments where most people don't think they're going to work out. And I think they have a chance. Like, I think it's that simple with them.
I totally think they have a chance as well. All right. Well, so first of all, Sammy, any thoughts? Who's winning the game before we move off this topic? Sixers or Heat tonight?
I'm going to take the Sixers, but because it's in Philadelphia and whatnot, but I will take the Heat against Atlanta or Chicago, and I think they'll compete against Boston.
All right. Fair enough. Well, thank you for stopping by.
You're not going to give your opinion?
I did already earlier in this podcast. I said they're going to lose to the 76ers, and they're going to be playing the Boston Celtics.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. All right, well, this is Hoops on Tap. Right now we're going by Yes We Ball, but soon enough this channel will be changed to at Hoops on Tap, so follow us there. And if you want our football content, go to at The Sports on Tap, and you can follow our podcast at The Sports on Tap. We're going to put all the links here below so you can find us everywhere. My name is George. With me is my little brother,
Sammy.
And thank you for stopping by.